The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and decay destroy, and thieves break in and steal. But store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. The lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be in darkness. And if the light in you is darkness, how great will the darkness be?" The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And welcome back, everybody. Today, Jesus takes up one of the most important lessons that we can possibly discuss. We're here talking about the Sermon on the Mount once again, Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. Enough to speak about for an entire lifetime. Just a little brief thought today now about one of the most important questions in our lives. What's the proper role of money and material possessions in the life of a disciple? Is money evil? Are material things bad? Should we sell all that we have and give it all away and go live on the street? No, no, and no. But knowing the proper place of material things in our lives is one of the hardest lessons that we can possibly learn. Here's an absolute universal truth from the observable world. Whatever you give your mind and your heart to, that you will multiply. Give it your time, give it your attention, give it your effort, and you'll get more of it. Is it money that you want? Give it your time, give it your effort, you'll get more of it. Is it popularity that you want? If you work at it, I guarantee you'll get more popular. You'll find a way. You know, work on your golf swing, whatever it is. Give it your effort, and you'll get more of it. And while you're thinking about that, think about this. Absolutely everything in the material world is going to crumble and pass away. Go home and look around your house. Look in your closet. Look at all your furniture. Look at the car in your garage. And you ever ask yourself this question, what's going to happen to all that stuff? What's going to happen to it? I mean, eventually it's all going to end up in the junk heap, isn't it? Sooner or later, it all crumbles. All of our accomplishments and this sorts of thing, all of our honors. Give it enough time and absolutely nobody's going to care. And that's presuming anybody cares right now. Even ourselves. Give it a few generations and nobody will even know that you're here. I was walking through an old cemetery just last night, so old that the names of the people that were buried in the cemetery were no longer even legible. And I thought, wow. Sic transit gloria mundi. Everything in the world passes away. Now, do you see why Jesus says, don't store up treasures on earth? Store up treasures in heaven. But gosh, that's a hard thing to do. It is very, very hard for embodied souls like ourselves to willingly give away what we can hold on to in exchange for that which we cannot see. So, just a couple little thoughts to help us to do that here today. And again, we could talk about this for an hour. But two little thoughts, one material and one spiritual. Start with the spiritual thought. It's the principle of detachment from St. Ignatius of Loyola. And this is what he says. He says, "Do not prefer health to sickness, riches to poverty, honor to dishonor. Do not prefer a long life to a short life. The same holds for all other things. Our only desire should be for that which best prepares us for the one purpose for which we were created. That's why, as far as we're allowed, we must become indifferent to all created things." That's your spiritual principle. In all material things, ask yourself one question. Does this bring me closer to God? Does this have anything to do with what I've been called to do in life? Does this have anything to do with my vocation and You know, if it brings you closer to God, it's good. And if it doesn't bring you closer to God, it's getting in the way. And we need to be careful about that which gets in the way. That's your spiritual principle. Here's your material principle. Do not create needs for yourself. Be very, very careful. It's easy to do. When I was a high school chaplain, one of the coaches, he had three kids in the school, and real wise man, one of the football coaches. And the kids would come up to him and they'd say, "Dad, Dad, I need a new computer. Dad, I need new shoes. Dad, I need a new phone." And he would simply answer them by saying, "Need or want? Need or want? Learn the difference. Do not create needs for yourself, because material things are funny. They have a way of possessing our souls. You know, your possessions end up possessing you, and you have to be very, very careful that that does not happen. Do not create needs for yourself. This is why the saints lived simple lives, because you have in your heart a great big hole, and we keep trying to fill it all day long. You can, if you want, try to fill that hole by giving in to your wants. You can try. You'll never do it, but you can try. But in as much as you try to give in to that, to fill that hole with your wants, you take up God's real estate. You can have all the things in the world that you want, but you cannot have God deeply. That's why the saints lived such simple lives. Be careful. Be careful not to create needs for yourself, because eventually we will all learn the difference between that which matters and that which never did. Jesus says, "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be." Let our treasure be in heaven, and our hearts be with God alone.